The Sierra Madre has one of the largest rainforests in the Philippines. Situated on the island of Luzon, this rugged jungle is home to a surviving hunter-gatherer group called the Agta. Several years ago, a group of anthropologists set out to study this indigenous group of people. The researchers were curious to learn more about how the Agta valued the members of their tribe based on their individual contributions. You'd think the ones who had skills like hunting, gathering, and fishing would top the list, but that wasn't the case. You know who came out on top? Storytellers. The Agta revered the tribe members who spun tales more than those who literally brought home the bacon, the snacks, and the drinks. While it's clear they hold it in high esteem, the Agta aren't the only ones who appreciate the art of storytelling. Stories matter. They're important. They flavor what might otherwise be a boring lecture. They keep us entertained while we binge-watch shows on Netflix. Stories can engage and inspire and have an effect on a single life or go on to change thousands. Who doesn't love a good story? And who doesn't love telling one? When I began to scheme about how to propose to my then-girlfriend, Demi, I knew it had to be a great story. I wanted to offer my future bride an experience that would spark memories of joy throughout her lifetime. I wanted her to sigh in bliss and get butterflies in her stomach whenever she'd recall what I hoped would be one of the best days of her life. I wanted her to be reminded of how much she is loved. Okay, fine, and maybe, just maybe, there was a smidgen of ego in my motivation. I wanted to be the awesome fiancé who crushed this monumental task. What can I say? I'm a competitive guy, even with myself. There are a few elements necessary to create an experience that will live on as a great story, particularly an engagement story. I knew that to make it meaningful to Demi, this moment had to include special people, a beautiful location, and the element of surprise. The goal was to have a mission possible, mission proposal for the girl of my dreams. The ring had to come from Africa, my bride's homeland. Over the past few months of dating, Demi had dropped a few hints about the styles of ring she liked. They were clues, but I knew the finished product was up to me. After I met with several different jewelers, one in particular had some great recommendations. Over the next few months, Tom Hoyt and I had many conversations about finding the perfect ring. But when he started talking about an internally flawless diamond, which is exactly what it sounds like, well, he had my attention. To make matters even more interesting, the responsibly sourced ring had a story of its own, recorded in a beautifully designed book. Giving gifts is my love language. Having found a woman who, to me, was the epitome of flawless beauty in so many ways, I knew this was the ring for her. The diamond included an artfully crafted book that described its journey. Discovered in 2014, the gem qualified as exceptional because it was so rare and valuable. It was kept separate from other diamonds from the moment it was found. A company in New York cut and polished the diamond, and it took 5 craftsmen to bring this masterpiece to its final form. The diamond then traveled from New York to Belgium and underwent a 27-step evaluation process by renowned gemologists and diamond graders. Together, they confirmed the diamond was beautiful enough and met the clarity, cut, and color requirements to carry the forever mark promise. Many diamonds get rejected during this process. Demi's, however, a diamond of exceptional beauty, passed with flying colors. I loved that it had a unique story, like Demi, and they both came from Africa, and I couldn't wait for those two stories to come together. I had found something beautiful to give to the love of my life. But creating an element of surprise proved a bit more difficult. Unbeknownst to Demi, I had arranged for my family, both sets of her parents and her best friends, to be present the moment I popped the question. It's hard enough to coordinate the schedules of 2 or 3 buddies to watch college football at my house, let alone 20-plus loved ones from around the world. It proved a challenge, but with a lot of help from others, it happened. Special people? Check.